This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. The teaching you are about to listen to was taught through me by the dearest Holy Spirit before my miraculous voice change from thy Lord. In the fall of 2020, the Holy Father was most generous to giveth me a surprise miracle of a new speaking voice. And for a season afterwards, this miraculous speaking voice change continued to be stronger and develop into a sound wherewith I gather was the Eternal Lord's original intent. I want to thank you whom are new to the ministry for your prayers and for your support. And welcome to all the new family members of the ministry. I want to encourage you to contact us if you are in need of prayer or are led by the Holy Spirit to serve with the ministry. Friends, together, let us exalt our blessed Master and declare his greatness in the earth. Amen. In the Holy Bible, we read throughout it how thy Lord has used dreams to provide instructions, guidance, and warnings. Let us take a look now at what we began instructions on, what scriptures to reference. And that is in King Solomon's dream from thy Lord God, as it is recorded in the first book of Kings, chapter 3, verse 5 through 15. I am not going to read all of the verses. I will only read a few verses from this passage. But I encourage you, after this teaching is concluded and in your time that you spend delighting in the Lord, that you would also spend time studying this passage and let the Lord really saturate your heart with such great honor for dreams. Even myself, I've had to read this recently just to get the honor, because I have been wounded in this area. I had to seek thy Lord to have a renewed strength about dreams, to handle the dreams I see, and also just be able to teach on the honor that he desires for this blessed ministry. And so Let us read 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5 through 15. Those are the verses. I am not going to read all of them. I'm going to read certain verses. And I thank you, Jesus, for order with the blessed word. Amen. And so, let's see where the Lord is. So let's read verse 5. It reads, "In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Saul in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee." And so, let us read now in verse 7. I think this is 7. I wanted to just really point out, because I didn't want to spend too much time. Well, in this passage, I feel like the Lord is saying stop there. In this passage, we read those verses where Solomon had the visitation from thy Lord God, the Father, visited him in his sleep. And Solomon's heart responded rightly before the Lord God. And because he did not ask for riches or fame, thy Lord gave him more than he had asked for. He received riches, he received fame, and he received wisdom. In verse 15, the word says, "And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream." So in the dreams, oftentimes it feels real. I've had many dreams where I actually thought it really occurred, and I woke up, and it took me a few minutes to come back to earth. There is a place where I believe we travel in the spirit in our sleep. And so when I woke up, it took me some time to really get together, because the dream was that profound. And so we see that when Solomon awoke, he realized it was a dream. The word of God says, "Behold, it was a dream." And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offered up burnt offerings and offered peace offerings and made a feast to all his servants. And so he responded with his dream with honor. When the Lord God gives you something in your dream, if you want that dream, and if you desire and come into agreement with heaven for that dream, and you desire that dream to come to pass, your heart must immediately have honor for that dream. And even sow a seed into the ministry. Give the Lord God an offering based on the dream that he's blessing you with. He's enlarging your territory in your dream. So what you want to do with that anointing that has been bestowed upon you in your sleep is sow into that anointing. Even if it is one mite, two mites. Remember the widow who had only two mites, and the Lord Jesus honored her two mites more than a rich man. It is not how much you give. Never be ashamed to sow two mites into this ministry, because it has been a season when that is all I had to go and give God, to release into the Lord, to worship him with. That is all I have had to worship and give him an offering, was two mites. It became a season where that is all I could sow into another prophet. And the Lord was pleased. He was greatly pleased that there was no shame. I blessed it and he enlarged it. And I also sowed my time into ministries, sowed my time into businesses. I used to serve as an editor-in-chief in a magazine. And in that magazine, he could not pay me. And it was an excellent magazine. And what I also did with that magazine is I prayed for thy Lord to do some special things for my family with that seed. And so anything that we are given of the Lord, if the Lord placed that on your heart, you could add a prayer, come into agreement with whatever you do, even in this ministry, and attach a prayer request to it, and the Lord will bless you. So I want to make sure that you understand what the Holy Spirit is saying to this morning. He's desiring you to wake up with honor. Ask him as you go to sleep, Lord, if you should show me a vision or a dream about Apostle Tanya or anything of correction, Lord, give me the right heart when I wake up and cause me to actually release a seed or pray for her or pray that I have the right heart in the name of Yeshua. You have to have that right heart. In that response, you're releasing honor on your own life, on your church. You're releasing a season of fruitfulness. And so we want to respond the way heaven desires to. The word of God is clear in the first book of Kings, chapter 3, verses 15, that the Lord desires our response to be that of King Solomon. We want to respond like his wife. How did she respond? She ran out and she told her husband, have nothing to do with that man. She responded with fear of the knowledge of God that she had received from thy Lord God in her dream. We have to have fear. The Bible says have fear of the knowledge that we receive. We must have fear of God, of the knowledge that he shows us. We must not respond angry. We must not respond in dishonor. We must not respond in silence. If the leader is speaking to you and I don't receive a response, and this is no one on this line, but this has happened in a season, they immediately dishonored the ministry and would not respond to my inquiries about the church. That is great dishonor, and the Lord will judge that response because I am not bestowing the dream upon you. It is the Lord God. So remember, when you respond that way, you are responding and you're telling God, this is how I'm responding to the glory that you have bestowed upon me in my sleep. I don't honor your glory. I am choosing to dishonor your presence. This is our maker. This is our Jehovah God. This is our creator. This is our Alpha and Omega. This is Jehovah Gabor. This is Jehovah Sikinu. We must honor him when he bestows upon us our dreams. This is Father of Glory visiting you. You must have the right honor with your dreams. Now, of course, you can receive dreams that are not from God. Then you can dream from your own spirit, and you can also be attacked with demonic dreams. But when you know that you know that you know that the blessed Holy Spirit has come upon you and showed you his glory, revealed his glory, and even in instruction, thy Lord is merciful. Even in correction, thy Lord is merciful and compassionate in that correction, in that rebuke, as he chastises you in the dreams also. Because you are his son, you must respond to him as a son. And that is no particular gender, but you must respond to him as a son. Amen. And so we read that King Solomon answered the Lord rightly. And because of this, King Solomon received more than he asked in his petition of thy Lord. His heart responded right in the dream. So that reveals to us that when we go to sleep, we must have the pure heart. We must ask God to give us that heart to respond right in our sleep. And when we awake from the dream, we also respond rightly in his eyes. The Lord is righteous. His eyes are upon the righteous. We are to respond righteous. We are to judge righteously. And judging righteously is judging the way that Jesus would judge us. He loves us still, even though he sees all of those imperfections in us. He doesn't judge those imperfections. Better is the end of the thing than its beginning. And so he loves us. He's merciful. Our King of Glory is so merciful. And so let us be sure to respond the right way in our dreams. Amen. The heart, I want to continue with this. The heart is the key. I want you to remember that. The heart is the key in receiving from heaven. The upright heart, the pure heart. Honor, let us seal our hearts today. Honor, Lord, loose honor in your children today. Honor must precede your dreams. And that means that at night you must pray and ask thy Lord to giveth you the blessed heart that he desires you to have. It is important also that you honor the Lord God with your dreams by not gossiping about your dreams, by not slandering those that he reveals his secrets to you about in your dreams. And not, of course, responding to others wrongly about what you are privileged to see and blessed to see in your sleep. The Bible reminds us that discretion shall preserve thee. And so it is important that we do not cause a breach in the realm of the spirit with our lips by disclosing the dreams that we have been bestowed honor from heaven and privilege to see in our sleep. We must ask the Lord to give us grace to be discreet. There's such a holiness about prophetic dreams. We must honor that. That is thy Lord speaking directly to us. He is mindful of us. Who art thou that you are mindful of me, O God of hosts? That is the heart that thy Lord wants us to acquire for our prophetic dreams and our visions. Amen. And for visions, I ask that you just continue, for those that see it, just continue to ask thy Lord to give you the grace to discern when the visions are from him. Amen. We are to walk in the love of Jesus Christ, in the knowledge and revelation that we receive from him in these dreams. I'm releasing this as the Holy Spirit is giving this to me, this revelation, this teaching. And I believe that he is entering into your hearts as you listen and is bestowing upon you a greater level of honor for the dream realm and for this ministry. Amen.